Action.
Hey everybody, Marty Barnhart coming to you from the Great Wall of China. I know, a long ways from home and a long ways from where you might be sitting right today. You know what? It's the most beautiful place I've been in a long time. It's amazing. Amazing to be here standing on this colossal wonder of the world to be able to say to you, let's talk about time. Solomon says it this way in your reading today. There is a time for everything. A season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. And finally, a time for war and a time for peace. 22 times in this book, he mentions the word time, most of which are right here in these first few verses in chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. As he says so, it's interesting how years ago, 53 years ago, matter of fact, this May 31st, this year, as you go back and you say, there's a song, isn't there? And some of you are going to say, yeah. It's that one by, the Birds. That's the one. Turn, turn, turn. Remember that? The words were actually penned by a guy named Pete Seeger in 1959. Seeger waited until 1962 to record his own version of it and then released it on a different album with a different song with Columbia Records. But it wasn't until 1965 that the American folk rock band The Birds released this song, and it became a number one hit on the Billboard Top 100 charts and 26 on the UK charts that year. Imagine a song written about time by a popular artist and by probably some of the oldest lyrics known to mankind. I mean, these words were penned probably in about 1011 BC by Solomon. So put that in your folk repertoire and you say, that's amazing. Amazing that we have old-time lyrics quoted by a popular rock band. I know. Long time ago for you oldies fans. And yet, all about time. Think about time for a minute. Solomon says, there's a time for everything. All of us look at time and we say, cycles of life. I love the dancing part. I love the peace part. I love the gathering part. But Solomon says, with all of time, there's the other side of it. There's a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to pick up stones, a time to have all the different nuances of life. You know, the hardest one, though, is that one where he says there's a time to be born and a time to die. It's here in your passage today that a significant interest in time comes out. And Solomon says to you and me, he says, time is something you need to reckon with. Ecclesiastes 3:11, here's what he says. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the heart, the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Eternity. He set eternity in your heart and in mine. What's that mean? It means that with all the cycles of life, you and I know that there's something bigger than filling it with stuff or with cycles or with doing. We've got to have something bigger. And that bigger is what Mark talked about yesterday. It's to find out how to get in the gate. And the gate, not only to the Great Wall, was all these different towers and pillars and places, but it's the opportunity to go through Jesus. He is the gate. John chapter 10, he says, I am the gate. I am the one and the way. John 14, he says it very clearly. I'm the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Think about time. Think about eternity. And think about the way. The way to get to God. You know, it's interesting. Back in Jesus' day in John chapter 6, he had just finished feeding this 5,000 horde of a group of people, much like here on the Great Wall, by the way. And imagine feeding all these people with just 5 loaves and 2 little fish. And he did. To which they asked him, what must we do to do the works of God? To which Jesus said, this is the work of God, to believe in the one he has sent, as Jesus. To believe in him, to fill eternity, and to fill this void of Ecclesiastes 3:11, where God has set eternity in your heart and mind, fill it with Jesus. You struggle with time today? You can't bank it? You can't invest it? You can't save it? You know eternity's coming. Are you ready for it? Jesus is the answer. He's the answer for your eternity and for mine. Take care. Great to talk to you. Hey, May 31st, here we are on the Great Wall with 10,000 of my favorite Chinese friends. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.